Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Cheers.
Cheers into another edition of Road Trippin', 6 feet apart, yet here in LA. I'm your host.
This is Sprite.
Allie Clifton. He is Richard Jefferson. It is not just the two of us. Our guy, 6,000 feet away.
God, thank God. Thank God. He couldn't be any further. Oh, look at him! Look at him!
There he is.
He's got a stage. He's even got a stage.
Oh, man.
Channing.
I do a lot of work here. Hold on. I don't like that.
You don't like, here we go.
He doesn't like it.
Channing, we're literally live.
To our viewers, this is, it's the day and age 2020. You talk about it. We talk about it all the time. This is what's going on. It's the new.
The new.
Are you comfortable, Channing? Is everything, are you good? Because that looks.
Oh, I'm great. Hold on.
The framing of that
cheers.
Is.
Now he's great.
Cheers, Channing. We're not allowed to drink on television anymore.
Oh, crap.
That's Channing Frye. Road Trippin' is back. But we're really excited about this edition, this episode. For those of you that watch Spectrum Sportsnet, you know her. For those of you that watch the WNBA,
yes.
You know her. Or as I like to say, Chinee Agumake dominates the media world. I'm going to say it.
She's one of my heroes.
Women.
She's one of my idols.
Chinee.
No, why are you lying to people already, Richard? Always say it like, Chinee, what's it? With this interview. Oh,
Chinee,
come on, bro.
Yo, wow.
I love this.
Wow.
Girl.
This is what I'm going to say. Look, I've given Chinee, I did an Instagram on SportsCenter, and I give Chinee all the credit. I give her all the credit. Because she and Chinee.
For what?
Because you invited me on at the beginning of quarantine. You go, hey, come on this ESPN thing on the ESPN Instagram and chop it up
and
with me.
And y'all know what happened after that? It's SportsCenter with Richard Jefferson.
No.
Okay. That's, I got my own radio show.
Yes.
All right.
Ooh, yes, exactly.
Let's start there. Chinee, can we cheers to you for that?
Cheers. And right, that's not how it went down. That's not how it went down. First of all, congratulations on your radio show. That's awesome. So she was on, I get on ESPN and we do the little thing. So I get off and I tell our producer, Kayla, I'm like, Kayla, that was awesome. I can get some of my guys, like, you know, Kevin or Channing, and I can do it. But and these were my exact words, Chinee. I go, but if this is Chinee's thing, then I'm good. And she was like, no, Chinee can do ESPN. You can do SportsCenter. So then I was like, all right, cool. She's got ESPN. I got SportsCenter. And so then that's when I started doing the SportsCenter Instagrams. So I give you credit.
It's okay. That's the truth. That is true.
There
I was just throwing him a little bit of shade. But at the end of the day, Kayla's my best friend and not yours.
So. Oh, it's fact. No? You can keep her. You can keep her and tell her I said that.
I will.
You can keep her and tell
her. Quick texting her. No, she's one of the best producers ever.
Of all time.
We're all a family.
Kayla's a legend. She's been so like it wouldn't if it wasn't for that if it wasn't for her I wouldn't be able to do the SportsCenter IG.
Same here.
And you got but this is the thing I'm over here still doing IGs and you're hosting like a primetime radio show. Like wait what I don't know I don't get it.
Thank you for freeing up my time, Richard. I appreciate it.
Again, like I said, Chinee is dominating the media space in the sports world.
Yeah, I know
it. Because Channing's running Twitter, NBA Twitter with Turner. you're running SportsCenter IG, I'm she's like legit
running the sports world.
Running the sports world.
Chinee, I just don't understand how I'm over here trying to like get the grind, and they give you a radio show. I know you're better than me, but they don't have to like put it in our faces, right? It's like
you won championship.
To you, Richard.
I have not. So that's the difference, you know. So at least you have some wins. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let's actually just go there, Chinee.
He didn't win until I got there.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Chinee, do you know about their relationship, right?
Absolutely.
Or lack thereof. Lack thereof.
Yeah.
Yes. No, it was honestly, it was the motivation to win really truly came from having to carry Channing, right? It was like, you know how like when a mom gets like superhuman strength and can like lift like a car off a baby? Like that's what I felt like when Channing came on the team. I just got like this dad super strength, and that really helped. That was it. So I appreciate Channing. Channing?
No, no. What happened was Richard saw that I was going to take all his minutes, and it sort of pushed him. And so we made each other better. But at the end, 0-3 in finals until I got there.
No, it was 0-2, and then we went 0-2, or we went 1-2 together, jerk.
How does Bron fit in all of this since Bron the two of you are carrying one another?
Bron is inconsequential in this. Bron had nothing to do with our championship.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years.
Like, we carried him.
Like, dude,
he didn't have to do anything the first three rounds.
Yo, how good would Giannis look without shooters around him? He would look like trash. Right? Oh, wow. They packed the paint.
That's a hot take.
Chinee, here's your hot take for you and Mike Golic Jr. tomorrow on ESPN Radio.
Look, he just provides the great content for us to just flip it and turn it around and try to make it hot everywhere else. Thanks, Richard.
I'm going to say this, but nobody has provided better content in the last 6 months than Channing. Channing provided 6 months of great content with his hot take on Michael Jordan. So
well, that might be true. Time.
What, Channing?
Michael Jordan's not the greatest.
Who is the greatest of all time, Channing?
I don't think there's one player. But I think of our generation. I think it's LeBron.
Okay, and what about the generation right before?
I would have to say Kobe.
What about the generation before that?
Ooh. Then you start to get to Jordan. Then you get to Jordan.
It's okay, Chinee. It's okay, Chinee.
Like Kareem.
Yeah. Was it Magic ever up there?
Yeah. Magic, Kareem.
Chinee, your thoughts?
I plead the fifth.
I plead. Chinee, that is wise because the stands show up pretty heavily and very quickly. They show up.
I always say I'm too young. I'm too young to know.
Yeah, who? Wait.
That is amazing. Yeah, I am too young to know.
Okay, but Chinee, how old are you?
28.
You're 28. Don't look sideways. Don't look sideways like, am I really going to tell this man on TV how old I am? There's a thing called Google. See, before, like, it was hard to find out people's ages. Now it's like, you literally can just find out someone's birthday, favorite food, favorite restaurant in like 8 seconds.
I'm just going to let you know, when I first worked with Chinee here at Spectrum Sportsnet, I like Googled everything about her.
Did you?
That night. I was like, I love this woman. She's amazing. She's so much fun. And I wanted to know everything about you. So that's how I know she's 28. So
we've had a blast. You guys are the real MVPs because working that show, man, it's a marathon. It is a marathon.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of marathon, like this, what we do here is a marathon. To actually, I'm actually think that we're going to be more productive with Channing not here. Right? I think this is a far more productive show. Easily.
You're probably going to be way more sober, too.
Channing, we don't drink anymore on this show. So, yeah,
yes,
you're
I
correct.
Said, anymore.
The last time, can we actually get into it as we all take a sip? The last time I actually saw Chinee celebrate, which I find this to be incredibly one of the coolest things out there. Let's just put it that way. Is when your younger sister, Chinee, was drafted to the WNBA.
Yes.
And you guys were celebrating. Of course, it was during quarantine, but now all three Agumake sisters, I know you're taking the season off, but are in the WNBA.
Dang. Congratulations.
I know. It was crazy because she's the youngest, so there's four of us. I'm number two. You know, second born children, we get to act up, have a good time, you know what I'm saying? And so there's four of us, and she's the baby, Erica. And so Erica has sort of been doing her own thing alongside Olivia, who both played basketball at Rice University, and they were super successful, brought Conference USA, you know, Rice University into the tournament. They were likely to be in the tournament again, you know, and so they didn't get to play in the March Madness due to the pandemic, obviously. So we were like, okay, what's going to happen now? Like, are you on the radar? She's always planning on going to medical school. And so now we're in a position working, because I'm vice president of the WNBPA, NECA is president. A little nepotism, but guess what? We barely like And so we went from negotiating a great CBA for the WNBA.
Yes, you did.
To figuring out moving forward, like, how are we going to build towards a virtual draft, knowing that coronavirus, and also a season, you know, in a bubble. And so in the middle of it, we're like, oh, there's rumblings that baby Erin Ma, that's her name. That's her, you know, I'm Chinea, but y'all call me Chinea. There's Nemkadi, there's Chisong, and Erin Ma. So that's Erica. And we're like, whoa, there's rumblings while we're talking about this virtual draft that Erin Ma is going to get drafted. Like, she's a baller. And I always tell everyone, out of all four of us, she is the one that is the most skilled. The only thing is, she's the shortest. She's like 5'8". So there were rumblings. And then next thing you know, we started realizing, oh my gosh, like, she's probably going to get drafted now. So we had this whole, like, we were celebrating. We're at our family home. We're like, oh my gosh, New York, New York. And then it was like, we come back from commercial, you know, we're all turning up. I'm on IG Live, you know. And then next thing you know, it's like Ryan Rocco goes, and now we just found out Erica Brook is getting dealt to Minnesota. We're like, whoa.
And
Minnesota has a huge rivalry with the Sparks. And Naka and I are on the Sparks. And so we're like, whoa, this is getting too real, too fast. But it was a really special moment for our family. We thought that, like, because of the virtual nature of the draft, it might feel different for those draftees. But being at home and still having the draft was just, like, a beautiful thing, especially seeing your little sister who was like, y'all know how it is, the baby of the family. You're like, ah, oh, you know, what are they doing? And then they mess around and get to the league. So it's
been and they mess around and get to the league.
Yeah, not many families, like, mess around and have their youngest sibling make it to the league with the older two siblings. It's like you, the Holiday brothers. Yeah, there's very
Antetokounmpos.
Yeah, the Antetokounmpos. Yep.
Up next on Road Trippin'.
20 of my friends from Phoenix.
Yeah, but Channing's crew is trash. You know, the funny thing is, like, so Channing's draft. Channing, you remember your draft, bud? You remember your draft?
What? What happened?
Wait, you don't know that story?
No.
So Channing...
Oh, I'm still hungover.
So I was playing in New York. I was playing for Jersey. Channing is somehow by the power of Grayskull, Channing is in, like, supposed to be a lottery pick. So we're sitting there. Channing comes into town, and I'm like, Channing, I got you. I got New York. I know where we're gonna go. All of our boys, Luke Walton, Jason Gardner, all of our boys fly out to New York because they can stay at my house.
I had 20 of my friends from Phoenix.
But Channing had a trash crew. Channing's crew was trash. He's laughing because he knows it. He hangs out with, like, one of them dudes now.
At the time, you know, we had some glow ups, right? We had some real listens. Look, I had some very 365 friends, right? Not the regular Whole Food brand. I had the 365 brand, so...
Yeah, so Channing had a trash crew, so we're like, Channing, we're gonna send your friends on a tour of Times Square. You're gonna come with us, right? So Channing, right? So Channing, and I'm like, Channing, dude, they have you going, like, top 10. Like, you could go to New York. I'm like, Channing, if you go to New York, this gonna get real weird.
He didn't know I already had a guarantee to go to New York.
You know how that NBA stuff goes.
Yeah.
So Channing gets drafted. You know, whatever number, I don't, who cares?
Eight.
Channing gets drafted. Yes.
Don't worry about that. Eight.
They traded you 2 years later. Relax. So
that's all right.
He gets drafted.
That's all right.
And we
you
go.
Both got the same.
We go out. I'm talking about, like, all the way out. But what we keep doing to Channing over the entire weekend, we're like, Channing, just give us your credit card. Don't worry, it's going to be fine. This dude's obnoxious.
What were you saying? How many times I get tricked?
Two times. You get
Chinay, put him back in line.
No, Chinay. So this is what happened.
He really just put on his championship ring.
I'm trying to express to you, Chinay, what happened. So Channing, it's upside down.
I feel like Chinay's going to go bring back something.
Anyways, here we go.
So I got 57 trophies.
I already know.
So after the second club, Channing's credit card gets denied because we kept saying, like, Channing, it's going to be fine. I don't know if this thing's going to go. I was like, Channing, don't worry. We're just going to do it. Because, like, basically, whenever you sign a big contract or whenever you get drafted, you're paying for everything. I know I'm in the league. I know Luke is in the league, but you're paying for tonight. And I'm talking about, it was like 20 or 30 of us in New York City. The bar tab was like 10 grand, right? Mainly because of Channing's trash crew. And after like the second club, like, Channing, no, it's gonna be fine. That thing swiped and it said declined.
Right, because I'm a college kid, right? I go to dive bars where the bill might be $200, right? And so all of a sudden, I've never been to a club where I actually had to put my card down. So they're just like, oh, we're just gonna hold it. So I was like, yeah, you're gonna hold it, and that thing ain't going through. And they tried to swipe that thing. I said, give it on back.
Sometimes the best nights happen with trash crews, but the problem is those have to be like one-hit wonders.
Our entire group of friends was always like, yo, should we invite Channing? And then like the group would be like, yeah, but Channing's gonna bring his friends.
I tried to bring my ring. This is the closest thing I can get. Ooh. So it's so tiny. Ooh. I have three of these from the final four. Don't look at my nails.
Here we go.
Channing, tell us about your Final Four experience.
Yeah, no. First of all, Channing.
Tell us about your Final Four.
Richard, did you get invited to the green room for lottery picks or no?
No, I was a lottery pick, though.
Were you? 14 well, is an auxiliary lottery pick.
The 13th. It's weird because, you know, like I went to the finals my rookie year, but I understand being in the lottery
next year.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason Kidd.
Yeah, it's not like he scored 40. He had to pass it to somebody else to score.
Thank you, Carrot Kittles and Kenyon Martin.
Yeah. Don't laugh at that.
I'm not here trying to overflex you guys, but you know, as a
Thank you. Thank you.
Here we go.
I had my draft at my arena.
Thank you.
Chinay,
She literally just said, I'm not trying to flex on y'all.
Chinay.
But I'm the number one pick.
Chinay, we all have scrapbooks, right? We all have scrapbooks. And we acknowledge that. I don't know if we've ever had a guest on here that wasn't better than the three of us.
I am hyping her up.
Yeah, I'm saying. Acknowledge that she is by far a much better athlete.
I have yet to win a championship in the pros. So
okay.
I give kudos to you guys. Those are the goals that I would like to achieve. But yes, the rest has been, I might have on you guys.
Why did you decide to retire?
Well, I didn't decide to retire. I just pressed pause. I pressed pause on playing this season just because a lot of people don't know. I've had two major injuries. I've had right knee microfracture surgery, left Achilles surgery.
Ooh.
And so when it comes to, yeah, I know. I don't really let people know all the layers behind, like, my whole comeback seasons, which
you're
I was
going to start
adding to the resume, comeback player of the year. You can add that there. But, like, what happened was the runway to return to play was too hard, you know?
Yeah.
Usually it takes me 3 months to get ready for the season coming back from those injuries. We had like 2 weeks in our home markets and then 2 weeks in the bubble. And everyone just said, Chinay, you've already like beat so many odds, like just sit the season out. And I was sick because all I want to do is win a championship with my Sparks. And we really can do it this year, even if I'm not there, they can still do it. Like Candace Parker's balling, my sister's balling. You know, we have Simone Augustus now.
Can you get a participation? If they win, can you get a participation ring like Channing?
I'm planning. Look, no one knows this, but I'm planning to find a way to finesse my way into the bubble, like for the playoffs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, whether it's to cheer on my sister or whatever the case may be, but realistically, like I had to press pause on the season and everyone was like in support of it, including Derek Fisher, our coach. and our entire organization, because they're like, Shanae, you've overcome so many odds when it comes to on the court. We don't want you to jeopardize your health. So just opt out. Thanks, Kyrie.
No, but real talk. Shout out Kyrie, because Kyrie donated, you know, over $1 million to help fund a lot of the WNBA players that decided to sit out for a variety of reasons, whether it's health concerns, whether it was to focus on, social injustice or whatever cause that they wanted to. And a lot of people always say, like, you know, people talk a big game, but when you put your money where your mouth is, and there's been tons of athletes. It's, you know, Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan, LeBron James. There's been so many athletes that have stepped up, and really fought for different causes. And so, yeah, you're right. Shout out Kyrie. Good job, Kyrie.
Today we're going to have all the jokes and all the fun and moments on this episode, but I think to that point, how tough was it for you to decide? Because even when you made your statement that you were going to put the season on hold for yourself, you didn't specify what you just shared with us and how obviously severe those injuries were. But then also to find that balance of still using your voice and using your platform and be in the forefront of so much, though you really do want to be in the bubble with your team in the Sparks.
Yeah, it comes with each year, and I was really excited to now, like, I have my one season under my belt. Transitioning to a new team, no matter how good you are, like, it is tough, even when your sister's on the team. And so I was like, okay, going in with the spirit of, like, look, you know, I've been trying my best to train in this pandemic. Our whole family was in Houston throughout the pandemic. We're trying our best to find creative ways to train. But for me, like, you have to have the doctors, you have to have the access, you have to have the therapist, just because of my injury history, you know. And opting out was, like, heartbreaking just because I was so excited to try to have that experience with NECA this season. But this is why I think sometimes every disappointment can be a blessing, because by opting out, I think having a partner, you know, on broadcast that said, hey, you're not going to be playing in this, you know, this season, we understand that, but we also want to amplify your voice, because, you know, that's when we're seeing right now, like, the value of others in times that we probably wouldn't notice it due to this pandemic. We're looking to our left and we're looking to our right, and we're seeing each other in real time sort of for the first time. And so elevating my voice is not just like elevating me, it's elevating women, Black women, young people, millennials. And now with my ability to, like, be out of the bubble, which I thought was, like, the worst thing ever at first, now it's like, wow, I feel blessed because I'm in a position to amplify the voices of the WNBA players, amplify the stories of people that normally don't get seen. They're sort of hidden in plain sight, you know? And so that's why I feel really grateful for this radio gig. And Richard, Channing, you two, Allie, all y'all invited. I'm actually going to start blasting y'all up in the group chat.
No, Richard
has a face for radio.
No. Channing's got the breath for radio. That's what you got, Channing. You got the breath for radio.
Bad joke.
This is why she was given the opportunity.
Up next on Road Trippin'.
We were negotiating for Black women who were now being put front and center.
Is Herbert still alive, Channing?
No.
Is Herbert live? No. You would lie. Yeah, show the red. Where's Herbert? Herbert's still there. Did Herbert create a scar?
Can you guys introduce Herbert to Shanae?
Channing, I don't know if you guys ever seen Family Guy, but at one point in time in Family Guy, Chris decided to name his pimple, and Channing had a crater on his face, and so he named it due to stress. He named it Herbert. He named his pimple Herbert, and I just saw Channing pan to the left, and I saw Herbert still there, like, weeks later.
Chanae,
you got to start exfoliating, dog.
Chanae, did you see how they decided to take that conversation there when they realized there is a reason why ESPN put a microphone in front of Chanae for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week?
ESPN.
Because we can stay on subject.
Yes. No, like, you don't come to us for, like, on-topic conversations. Like, you come to us, like, we start talking, and it's like, yo, did you see that bird? It's like, dude, we're in a studio. There's not a bird. Oh, my bad. That's just light. Okay, yeah, so back to the NBA Finals. Like, they know that's not what we're here for.
I just meant because of what she said actually was really powerful and really strong, and it was a mic drop moment. And in the meantime, she invited you on her show.
Yeah, but that's like the uninvite. Like, it's just like... I'm kind of inviting you guys because, like, you're on here, but you don't really want us, Chinee, because there is no topic that you can truly give us that makes sense, because we just say stupid stuff.
I don't know why you try to act like the biggest tough guy in front of everyone when the cameras are rolling, but we all know you soft on the inside, bro.
Tender. Tender, soft like a mushy apple.
You tender, bro.
Soft like a tender apple.
He said a mushy apple.
A mushy apple.
Like, okay. A rotten apple.
I got some topics before, because we are going to get into the NBA. We have to get into the NBA just a little bit. But before, I want to know your thoughts on the WNBA, Chinee, at this point. You talked about it. Candace, NECA, your sister, the Sparks, what they're doing right now in the wobble.
What?
But what are you thinking about the WNBA right now?
I think it's amazing. First of all, I'm glad, because technically, like, when basketball came back, the ladies went first, right? And so it was just really cool to see. It felt like a miracle that basketball was out there, because, like, knowing the process to even get basketball there was just so tedious, because I'm talking about a league that is full predominantly of Black women, 80%. And we were negotiating, you know, a bubble for Black women who were now being put front and center to so many discussions. And certain things come up, like value and also coverage and exposure and doing things right. So, like, the pressure was on. So now to see the bubble and to see the quality of basketball in the bubble, in both bubbles, the NBA bubble and the wobble, to me, it feels like a miracle, because it was such a long process. And I think, you know, it was great that the league paid players 100%. Even though it's like a less amount of games, even though the games are like, oh, pretty much back to back. Let's do it here. So I think it's been great. You know, the basketball's been great. You know, I'm talking about my comeback. Let's talk about Breonna Stewart, who, you know, obviously for the Seattle Storm is coming off of an Achilles, but now is like Storm or number one in the standings. We've had fun, you know, even in a small sample size, seeing what Sabrina Ionescu can do. She in game two had like 33 points, but then there's other rookies that are both. Kennedy Carter, Satu Sabali. It's just been fun. And then there's a new big three in Phoenix with Diana, Brittany Griner, and Skylar Diggins. So, like, the quality of basketball has been great. So the WNBA, you know, that's the thing. There are a lot of misconceptions about our league because people don't take the time to understand it. And I think the people here get it, but it's like, tell your friends to give us a try. Because once you do, you're like, oh, like, it's funny. I always tell this story about, like, last year I was playing in New York, and Donovan Mitchell came to the game. I actually hosted an event the night before for Adidas, because we're all Team Adidas, involving Donovan. And then at that event, which was really cool, I got invited up to a private room where they unveiled to Donovan his first shoe. It was one of those things where it's like, oh, like, you there? It's like, oh, yeah, come on, you family, come on in. And I was sitting, like, right behind his sister and his mom, and I was like, oh, this is an amazing moment. So the next day, he comes, because he's from Connecticut, I think. And so the next day he comes to our game against the New York Liberty. And after the game, he was like, yo. And I was like, what? He was like, yo. I was like, Donovan, what? Speak English. And he was like, I didn't know, like, you go that hard, though. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, if you know me from Stanford, like, hey, Pac-12 in the house for Pac-12.
Respect, respect. Listen, just say Pac. Just say the Pac. Just say we back the Pac.
Okay. If you put on me from Stanford, like, I'm a banger. Like, I'm a grinder. Like, I'll get in the paint. I'll take the contact. So, like, everyone in the league knows, like, I'm running to the rim and ducking in and, like, you know, and one-ing, son, right? Like, that's my go-to. I'm like, hey, what's up? And so, like, on, like, ESPN or hosting or, like, you know, with the hair and the makeup, like, he doesn't see me on the court. And so he's like, yo, like, you're not even one of the biggest, though, but you in the mix. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm a lightweight, but I'm just, like, trying to fake flex, you know, hold it down. And so it's funny because his energy completely shifts after he was there at the game. He was there supporting Asia Durr in Louisville, their Louisville connection. But, like, to me, that's the essence of the WNBA. A lot of people don't get it until they see it up front and center. But until you can get up front and center, because we're in a pandemic, there are no fans, it's like, give it a try, because the ladies always deliver. So yeah, it's been great seeing basketball being back, and I'm really proud of the WNBA, not just for that, but also for being at the forefront of social justice, right? Like, They've been doing this consistently, and we've been doing it without the coverage, whether it goes back to Minnesota Times with Philando Castile, what Maya Moore has done, you know, leaving the WNBA. People didn't know she left in the middle of her prime to fight against the wrongful conviction of Jonathan Irons, who she literally helped free 20 or so years later. So, like, that's who the WNBA...
You're like, people didn't know, and Channing's over there like, damn, really?
That's what I was saying. Give it a try, because if you do, you'll stumble on something, someone that you'll like, you'll come to love, and that's the nature of the W. So it's been cool to be a part of, even though I'm outside of it right now.
Up next on Road Trippin'.
People were talking out of pocket about tattoos, but those same accounts are now like, cool.
Is Maya Moore, because she did focus on this, is Maya Moore, like, what's her story? Like, is she...
She's always cared. Like, you know, she's been, you know, growing up, like, we all knew Maya from Georgia. And so, like, Georgia has been, you know, for some points at the center of election, right? Like, with the issues that they're facing and also just community. She has, like, a religious background. And so we all knew Maya was... You know how, like, you guys go in pregame? Like, there are people that lead chapel.
Yeah.
You know, pregame chapel. Like, Maya is the one that has chapel on point for, like, anytime you go to Minnesota and just in the league in general. Crazy thing is, like, that's secondary to hoop. And she's literally, like, one of the greatest of all time at hoop. So when she leaves in her prime, like, of course, us in the WNBA know, because we're, like, going up against Minnesota without Maya. We're like, whoo, all right. But, like, at the same time, we're like, wow, she's, like, walked in this journey and sort of left in her prime, which is a huge sacrifice. But then now we're seeing why, and now society is recognizing why. So it's been a beautiful thing. But, like, there's so many stories like that in the W that go unseen. But, you know, you got to watch the game to learn the players. Wait, to understand.
Yeah, but is Maya coming back?
I don't know.
everybody's like, it's weird.
Here's the thing, though. Maya could not return, and you'd still know Maya for everything you needed to know Maya for.
Yes, yeah.
Like, that's the beautiful part about her.
That'd be like if Dame Lillard just be like, yo, I'm out today. Like, you can't erase what this person has accomplished or what they've meant to the sport. But ultimately, like, there's two sides to it. Like, Maya, you know, I went to the Athletes in Action in Colorado Springs also. I did that, saw Maya Moore there. I went when I was in college and then went back and spoke when Maya was there. I think she was in college at the time, or it was shortly thereafter. But it was like, for an individual like that, you're like, well, okay, so she decided to take a step away to help free this individual, but now this individual is freed. So it's like, Maya, are you going to continue on this path, or are you going to come back and help grow the game?
But
she doesn't need to grow the game. She already held it down.
Yeah.
I have a question. Since we're on religion, did we already discuss Kyle Kuzma and how he said he was going to cross up? Like,
that's
he
that, right. No. We're not.
Did you see what KD said?
Listen, yeah.
Why not?
I'm taking Jesus Christ too, KD. Yes. I'm with you, Kevin Durant.
Since we're talking about religion.
Yeah, like he said, but this is what he said. This is what he said, though, in real talk. And this is where I'll kind of defend him.
It was
and
my question, so let me make sure you get it right.
He said, I don't care if it's Jesus Christ in front of me. I'm probably still going to Jesus in front of me. I'm still going to shoot it. He didn't say make it. He didn't say not get it blocked. He just said shoot it.
Because that blew up, and I talked to you about this. I felt bad. I thought to myself, did I put him in a bad position?
No.
But at the same time, Janae, I know you love.
Allie, that was your question?
Blame Allie.
Girl.
Look, but.
Girl, that's
7'2
Bulbul, 7'8 wingspan coming at you. It's a tie game.
What are you talking about? That's a great question. That's a great question.
Yeah, so my point was
that
like,
that
was.
That's a great question.
Okay, thank you. That was my process. But then I guess I have to remember, like, that just shows you Kuz's confidence. We talk about all the time on Spectrum, even when you're here today. It never wavers. Like, he still gave that answer.
That's why I love Kuzma. It doesn't matter how. All of the proof and the stats show you that you shouldn't be that confident. You still are.
Channing, you shoot threes. You shot threes. Most of
I'm
your
7
career.
Foot though. It's different, right?
But it's
like,
still
nobody's
a 7'8".
No. Kyle Kuzma. But that's what
not
I'm saying.
Even Jesus?
6'7".
But that's why Kyle Kuzma is, shout out to Kyle Kuzma. That's why Kyle Kuzma is so special, because you have to have that internal confidence. Like, even when the world is telling you that you're wrong, you still show up.
I love when Shanae was like, I need to see everyone's hype on Twitter from a week ago when they were talking about Kuz. I need to see
that was
right
my
up.
Tweet.
Yeah.
When them exhibition games started, people were talking out of pocket about Kyle Kuz, but those same accounts are now like, Kuz. I'm like,
Nah. You don't buy. Hey, I will say this. This is the one thing. This the one critique I have of the bubble. The one critique. I believe that the NBA kind of messed up. They should have made these games count towards the awards. Because you had teams like the Lakers, you have teams like the Bucks, they were pretty much locked into their spot. So they were just showing up with three preseason games, 8 regular season games, but ultimately they were just waiting for the postseason. That's a long stretch. But at least if Giannis or Bron, if they knew, wait, let me finish. If they knew that they were going to count towards, like, at least votes, then they would have something to play for.
We've got a whole new set of awards because of the bubble. We've got the bubble awards. Now we can talk about the bubble
awards ain't helping no legacies. It's 8 games.
You shouldn't use this sample size to dictate your awards, because we didn't know exactly what we'd get ourselves into. We could have walked into a bubble where people are all having lemon pepper experiences, and then there's coronavirus tests and nothing happens. You know what I'm saying? So there were so many different factors.
but the factors were all the same, though. That's my thing. Everyone had the same layoff. Everyone came back with the exact same prep. All of these points count towards your regular season points. All of these 61 points that Dame Lillard did, that counts towards like his total. Like, no NBA player has had it since like him and Wilt have had 360 point games.
Well, you're forgetting like the teams that didn't even make the bubble.
We don't care about them. They weren't in the conversation anyway.
Okay, so if that's where this conversation is drifting, I can't believe you guys allow Channing to get off on the fact that he just said, I heard those lemon pepper wings.
Allie, you're not supposed to listen when I talk.
I mean, I love today's point, but I'm sorry.
Yelp reviews.
Oh, they do.
Okay, you heard.
Yeah, they make them fresh. That was just my thing. I only say that because we look at the Lakers and they struggled in the regular season of this quote unquote regular season. Even Milwaukee, you know, Giannis is bored. He's headbutting people.
Where'd the Lakers struggle during the regular season?
No, this portion.
The little bubble regular season.
When you started this conversation, I said
when I say struggle, that means that they did not play at the level that they expect themselves. Like, people are questioning. People are literally questioning.
Okay, well, you two are former NBA athletes, and I was going to ask you this: would it be hard for you guys to gear up for a bubble experience? 1 and 2, if you were a part of the Lakers, understanding the position that they were in, would you have been okay with the play?
All I'm saying is,
I'm just
this,
asking the question.
My only statement is this: if they had something to fight for, even if it was an individual award for their teammate. There is no home court advantage, so no one is fighting for home court advantage. But if guys can still go out there and, like, let's say there was a Ja Morant versus Zion Williamson battle for Rookie of the Year. Let's say there was a Most Improved battle. Let's say Rudy Gobert could be out there battling to prove that he could be Defensive Player of the Year. Let's say Bron and Giannis were still battling it out to prove who the MVP was. I think that would have improved the quality of these games, because both of those teams are slotted at number one, but home court doesn't matter. So they're kind of just coasting until you get to the postseason when stuff actually counts.
But we see people coasting every year, because towards the end of the season, they start saying, all right, we locked into our positions, so you're not playing this night. So sometimes that is even written before the bubble.
But you wanted to, you if you wanted home court, if you wanted home court advantage or best number one overall. So if the Lakers and Milwaukee were both battling for overall number one, right, the overall number
one.
I know that's what I'm saying, though. You would have incentivized them to play for individual awards, maybe not team stuff. That's what I'm saying. You took away the team and you took away the home court advantage. So some of these top teams weren't incentivized to really play to their maximum capability over these 11 games. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I just think that people are naturally not incentivized towards the end of the season when their positions are locked in the playoffs, too. And so...
You're correct. You're correct.
Up next on Road Trippin'.
Get it together. Get it together. Get it together.
Your picks and then your overall pick. Are we ready? Channing, you go first.
Okay.
Your MVP.
For what? LeBron.
Your defensive player of the year.
AD.
Your rookie of the year.
Ja Morant.
Your coach of the year.
Nurse.
Your most improved.
Bam.
Ooh. And your sixth man.
Dennis Schroeder.
Wow, okay.
Who?
Dennis Schroeder?
Dennis Schroeder from OKC.
No, I didn't
remember
hear
that team everyone picked 12th?
Yeah, yeah, but you know, is that why he's up? Okay, never mind.
All right, so Channing has two awards coming to the Lakers.
Yeah.
MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. Chine.
Gobert and Giannis.
Okay.
No, go
I got
down,
you.
Go down.
I got you. Richard.
Who do I think deserves it?
Nope,
LeBron James. Who do I think is going to win it? Giannis.
Your MVP.
Okay, there we go.
Your MVP is who?
For me personally, I think the most valuable player is LeBron James.
Okay, your defensive player of the year.
I would give that to Giannis.
Your sixth man of the year.
My sixth man of the year. I'm actually okay with Schroeder.
Your most improved.
My most improved. Ooh, that's
people
tough.
Say
no,
Richard,
Devontae
like
Graham. Devontae Graham.
Not on the list.
Yeah. What?
And who's not on the list?
But he should have been.
Yes.
And he should have been.
And your coach
for
of the
sure.
year.
For sure. He killed
coach
my fantasy.
And coach of the year is Nick Nurse.
And Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse.
All right, Chene, your MVP. I love you.
She's so proud.
No.
Go put your hand on your hips. Go.
My MVP, Giannis will win it, but I think it's LeBron at 35.
It's LeBron.
Right.
All right. Defensive player of the year.
Giannis.
Your sixth man.
Schroeder.
Your most improved.
I'm Nigerian. Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo.
And your coach of the year.
Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse. All right. Your champion this year will be.
Y'all first.
I got it. The champion this year will be the Los Angeles Clippers.
Channing.
That's going to cause some problems in this building.
Yeah, I gotta. I'm up. You know what?
Grow a pair. Just grow a pair and say an answer.
You're
here today, lad. Did you hear today, lad?
Chuck.
You're going with who?
He's going with Chuck.
The Portland Trailblazers
are going to what?
They're going to win.
You're in. Win what?
Win the whole thing.
You out your damn mind. You tripping.
Hey, put some respect on his name.
Put some respect on his name.
He going to win it. He gonna
hey,
win it?
Listen.
Janae, who are you rolling with?
Chan, as your brother, to avoid, I know you're in Portland, but you, like, I want you to give me a real answer. Give us a real answer. Not
yeah,
who you
I'm
want,
who
you, but you really believe that the Portland Trailblazers are gonna win an NBA championship.
Here's why I think they
Janae?
Will.
She said she agrees.
Number one, I think the Lakers can beat everyone else in the West. But I think the Blazers have the best chance of beating the Lakers.
And you think that then they're going to continue that and they're going to beat the Clippers and they're going to beat whoever else and then ultimately
yes.
beat Milwaukee. You're out. What's the bet? Can we have a bet?
No, we're just talking.
No, that's not, no. You don't get to just say
I'm
something.
I'm not in on this bet.
Yeah, I got $1,000 that say they don't even make it to the conference finals. I don't even talk about winning.
Don't fuel my boy Damian Lillard here, because that's money.
I respect Dame. I'm not betting. I'm betting against Channing, not Dame.
Which means he's betting against Dame. Chene, who are you rolling with as Channing decides if he wants to take that bet?
I'll give you 2-1, Channing. I'll give you 2-1. If they make
Chene?
If they oh, wait a second, Chene. If they make it to the conference finals, I'll pay you $2,000. You pay me one. 2-1.
No, because I don't want to
no,
put the betting whammy on
dude,
I don't want to put the
so
betting whammy.
Trash.
But we'll have a podcast when they get there.
No.
And the whole time, I'm going to put on
and,
my foot.
Oh, my God.
Regal. Wait, can we do like something like you have to shave your eyebrows off or something?
Yeah, girl. I got.
That's the only hair I have on my head. I can't shave the only hair I have on my head. I can't do that.
But I thought you were confident, Richard.
I'm extremely confident. Get it together.
Janae.
Okay.
Are you rethinking your decision to have them on your radio
show? I'm crying here.
Yes.
I believe the champion is going to be the city of Los Angeles.
Oh,
that's
she's
an ignorant. That's an ignorant statement, and I will not accept that.
No. Of road trip. Yeah, that, cheers.
Cheers.
We love you. Cheers. You're amazing. Love you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
For coming cheers. On.
Appreciate y'all.
God, I'm out. So smart.
I gotta go. Channing, you're a chicken. That's weak, dog.
That's
weak. I'm disappointed. I gave you 2-1. Even 2-1?
Let's go.
500. 500 to 1,000.
Let's go 500. The Blazers beat the Lakers in a series.
Channing, you're saying you're going against Bron?
The MVP.
Yeah.
Yep, that's why I gotta go.
Channing. Yeah.
I just put it this way.
Look,
the Blazers are coming.
No, I don't want to hear
any
more. I don't want to hear any more of your hot take.